Chapter 2. One who is engaged is unliberated. One who is disengaged is liberated. Bhikkhus. One who is engaged is unliberated. One who is disengaged is liberated. Consciousness, bhikkhus, while standing, might stand engaged with form. Based upon form, established upon form, with a sprinkling of delight, it might come to growth, increase, and expansion. Or consciousness, while standing, might stand engaged with feeling, based upon feeling, established upon feeling, with a sprinkling of delight, it might come to growth, increase, and expansion. Consciousness, while standing, might stand engaged with perception, based upon perception, established upon perception, with a sprinkling of delight, it might come to growth, increase, and expansion. Consciousness, while standing, might stand engaged with volitional formations, based upon volitional formations, established upon volitional formations, with a sprinkling of delight, it might come to growth, increase, and expansion. Bhikkhus, though someone might say, apart from form, apart from feeling, apart from perception, apart from volitional formations, I will make known the coming and going of consciousness, its passing away and rebirth, its growth, increase, and expansion. That is impossible. Bhikkhus, if a bhikkhu has abandoned lust for the form element, with the abandoning of lust, the basis is cut off. There is no support for the establishing of consciousness. If he has abandoned lust for the feeling element, with the abandoning of lust, the basis is cut off. There is no support for the establishing of consciousness. If he has abandoned lust for the perception element, with the abandoning of lust, the basis is cut off. There is no support for the establishing of consciousness. If he has abandoned lust for the volitional formations element, with the abandoning of lust, the basis is cut off. There is no support for the establishing of consciousness. If he has abandoned lust for the consciousness element, with the abandoning of lust, the basis is cut off. There is no support for the establishing of consciousness. When that consciousness is unestablished, not coming to growth, non-generative, it is liberated. By being liberated, it is steady. By being steady, it is content. By being content, he is not agitated. Being unagitated, he personally attains nibbana. He understands that destroyed is birth. The holy life has been lived. What had to be done has been done. There is no more for this state of being.